Blind Cool Tech, May 13, 2006.
Blind Cool Tech, where it's fun.
I wanted to play with the podcast stuff, okay?
Technology, the world, is anybody there? And blindness.
Oh, God, who put that wall there?
Can all come together.
Hey, y'all. How you doing? I'm Larry Skutkan, your host for this edition of Blind Cool Tech. Come on, boys, let's go inside. We are going to pour concrete today. I'd like to show you how a blind person can do this. First thing to do is get the dogs out of the yard. Huh? We gotta get the dogs back in so they don't step in the concrete. Right? That's my granddaughter, Marley. I was talking to my podcast, Mars. Huh? There's a couple of things that you have to keep in mind when you're a blind person doing concrete, and we'll talk about those. What we're doing here is a project to lay a sidewalk. What, sugar? Yeah. We are laying a sidewalk from our back patio to the back gate. It's 51 feet, and what I've got here is a plastic form that is 2 feet by 2 feet, and so I'm pouring a form at a time, a 2 foot square, and this is a pretty neat looking form. It's got a pattern in the top that makes it look like it's bricks or stones. And I've just poured a 2 feet slab about 10 minutes ago. And I've got some concrete left over. So I want to try to hurry up and move to the next square and use that up before it hardens. I did wet it down a little bit. One thing you always have to do when you're working with concrete is use a line so that you can keep straight. In this case, I had some sighted help. We tied a piece of... Hey there! How you doing? Putting a sidewalk back here. That's high, isn't it? You talk about ingenious. Shelly's boyfriend took three of these 7 foot rods I've got and taped them together and got on a ladder and put it right over there. 26 feet tall. Yeah, when you get down at the bottom of this hill, it seems like you're really way up there. Yeah. Gonna go straight back and then up to the gate. How you guys been doing?
Good.
Are they? What you got? What you got planted?
Well, I planted a little mulberry buckeye bush up here last year, and I wasn't sure how good it was doing. It looks like it's doing pretty good. It's got some flowers, some stems on it.
A what buckeye bush?
It's called a mulberry buckeye.
Oh.
The blossoms, when they're open, look kind of like a mulberry.
Oh, I'll be darned.
It's right here in the corner.
Oh.
Bob Hill's Nursery.
Uh-huh.
You know, kind of attractive.
Well, nice.
It's about 4 inch long bloom it'll have on it. It's just a little buds on it right now.
Hmm. They smell good?
No, I don't think they have. I never have. Well, I haven't had one before, but.
Yeah.
In the reading about it, didn't mention a smell to them.
Yeah.
But
It's one of those that's supposed to be good in the shade.
Oh, yeah. good spot for it, then.
What, have you been on the swing?
Absolutely. I got on there and I started spinning around and I got off and the whole world kept going. It was funny because I never had done that since I've been blind. And I thought that, you know how when you get off and when you can see, everything looks like it's still spinning? Well, yeah. It does that with hearing, too. I could hear Grinstead over there and it was going round and round me. I had to sit down for a minute and get my bearings.
Well, my daughter and granddaughter went to France this spring on a school trip, and when her son is younger, and he really misses his mom. So when we were at the airport, he got spinning around. He was so excited. It was just staggering. He was like,
"Yep, that's funny." Is your hill drop off as bad as mine does right here? Or did you kind of level it out?
No, I have kind of terraced it in little sections.
Oh.
It drops as much as yours does.
Mm-hmm.
I put two retaining walls. Three retaining walls all together, but not very high ones.
Oh, okay.
And then right in here is just about slope as much as yours.
Okay.
Except that I lay a row of stones or something across here so that the dirt will slow, the water will slow down a little bit.
Yeah.
It makes it awkward to walk on.
I'll bet. Yeah, I'm thinking about doing something down here at the bottom of mine because that's pretty well useless down there. And kind of dangerous too.
Now that you've got the two fences there.
Yeah, I got plenty of fence.
Got a background.
And just stack it up against there, huh? Actually, I think that fence is on my land, but I lost my survey, so I've got to order another one. But she's not very reasonable to talk to, so I just said, okay. But I wish I could find that thing. Because I know you were telling me, and I think that's what my survey said, this is actually like 4 inches on your side of the property.
4 inches inside.
Yeah. And see, I was thinking mine on that end ran right up against that wall. In fact, there's a stake out front where they did my survey. But she's saying it's 6 inches this side of that wall. And, I mean, I don't mind it back here, but on the side, it's kind of in the way, you know.
A little different.
I know it. Which is, I mean, it's fine. Doesn't bother me. I just don't want that in my yard, you know?
Well, she moved it over here far enough inside so that it gives a big enough run for your dogs that would go down in there. But also that means that there's no way to pull the weeds in.
Well, I hadn't seen down here yet.
Okay, but you put up the first fence inside mine. You know, I told you the dogs were running between her fence and mine.
Yeah.
Well, now, and, you know, you wired it together. I guess you're the one that wired
it
together.
Yeah, because the dogs were getting in there. Got in and couldn't get back.
But that means I can't get in there either.
Oh, true.
I can't, you know, unless I can reach down and cut something. I can't get in there to pull weeds either.
Oh, did she put a privacy fence on your side, too?
Yes, she did that one first.
Oh, with the ugly side toward you?
Uh-huh.
Hmm. I didn't...
Spite fences.
Pardon me?
They call those spite fences.
Spite, yeah. Yeah, I think you're right. Somebody was telling me there's some code that says the good side has to be out.
Interest of peace, I didn't want to get into it.
Yeah.
I was kind of wanting the fence up there anyway.
Yeah, that's a good part of it. Guess you could always put the boards on your side if you want to, huh? Well, I better get over here to my concrete before this bucket dries.
Yeah. Well, good luck with your building there.
Thanks. Nice talking to you. You're drawing on it.
Yeah. I like to draw on because Joe told me
to. Hey, Joe.
What's up, man?
What's the word, my man?
Got my grinder.
Did you?
Yeah.
Good deal. She says the same thing about her neighbor. She says she's a little different. She was.
Oh, man, that one looks good, Pappy.
The best one yet. Number 10 is it, huh? I'll let you put it on there.
There, you're straight.
All right.
That one is pretty tough, dude.
Man, we just get better with every one. See that? Could go down a little. So we have moved the form over to the next square. I'm trying to get it level. That looks pretty level, I'd say. Now we're gonna fill it in with rocks. Yeah, this is 11 now.
Yeah, we're halfway there.
Nah, 12, 13 will be halfway. Hey, Joe, are we, I should have looked at that string over there. Man, we're going to end up, like, on a really steep hill if we keep going straight, aren't we?
Yeah, we got to keep it, though, straight. It's the way it came.
Got to deal with what you were given, huh?
It's the way it is, man. Well, you know, it's okay, though. I mean, think how we did the other ones. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They're sloping a little bit, so what?
Oh, yeah, I don't mind it sloping.
I think it's kind of cool. But, yeah, I mean, at the same time, I would try to dig it out, you know, halfway straight.
Yeah.
But yeah, I figured you were, you'd notice that sooner or later, Larry. Come on, dude.
Notice what?
That was the sharp drop over there.
Man, I wish we could kind of angle off.
Man, it just looks so funky that way. I don't think it's worth it, man.
Probably not.
Man, I'm gonna have to go swing.
Amelia was admiring your swing there. I think she might have wanted to ride on it. Yeah, that's a pretty... One thing that makes this a little more complicated is that we have a hill in two directions, and we're going to try to keep the sideways hill level and then flow with the contour of the ground on the hill that goes from the back to the front. And what I'm doing now is I've collected a bunch of rocks, putting them in the squares in this form to help use a little less concrete. I'm using about an 80-pound bag per square. I had a little left over on that last one, though, so that's good. What I'll have to do on this one, though, is pour what I've got here and then go mix another batch. There's a big old rock. Just so they don't come past the surface, we'll be in good shape. So that end is sticking up a little bit above the concrete. Yeah, it's straight now.
You know what?
What?
I don't think that swing could have worked out any better.
Right? I don't think so either. That's perfect.
I mean, you could really see the medicine out of you. I didn't realize how bad it was. Standing up on there. That's the way to do it, man. You just gotta go up the hill with it, you know? Pull yourself up on the rope, and then on that first swing out, get your feet on there. You know what I'm saying?
Get your feet on what?
On the platform.
Oh, yeah.
That's the way to do it, man. I guess it's kind of tricky. I mean, I could see how if you couldn't see, it would be even trickier. Man, that is a cool swing, man.
It is. I love that.
Freaking 20 feet of rope up there, you know?
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm calculating that branch is about 26 feet off the ground because the end of the rope comes about 6 feet up, doesn't it?
Yeah. I guess so.
That's a long ways up. She was asking how you got that up there.
Careful calculations.
That was. Like Shelley calls you, MacGyver.
A little high up on this side.
Yeah, I think so too.
Oh, okay, here's the sleeves. Hurry, Fred. Fred. Inside. Fred.
Hey, can we bring that string down any?
Oh, it's just caught up on
something. Oh, is it? What's it?
It's brass, man.
Oh, much.
What? I promise not to mess with it. I'll set this brick. What's up, Tony Hawk?
Okay, we're going to go ahead and pour this concrete in here now that I already have left over from the last one. Give it a little mixing. And I watered it down pretty good before I left so it wouldn't be setting up on me. Just give it a good stir. You may not need a whole bag for this one. Oh yeah, one of the main things that you have to be aware of is to stay out of the wet concrete. That's harder to do than one might think at first glance. So what I've done is set up barriers. We've got a couple of big stones at the end of the sidewalk. I don't walk out onto it like I did one time. And then I put buckets on the side so I don't come into the side of it. And that's it. I think that's... You do the working, believe it or not, with your hands. So we'll pour this in. I've actually got a big tub here. What, sugar?
Can you open the door so I can go inside with
me? Watch that concrete. That's concrete. Yep.
Happy?
Yeah, sugar.
Go and open the door so I can go in.
Marley, why can't you open the door, baby?
Huh?
You always open the door. My hands are busy right now. He sure is, isn't he? Alright, we're going to put this bucket as our barrier again. And go get some concrete in this tub. This time I think I might just mix a half a bag. And we're in that little shed that's under the back room of my house. Grab a bag of concrete. What? I don't think that one's going to take a whole bag. I'll probably end up coming back out here and mixing the rest of it though, huh? What, sugar? Oh, thank you. I thought so too. What's that, Joe? What mess?
Those freaking packing foam balls, all that shit still out there. There's cardboard over there. It's just a freaking mess. I mean, there's a pile of freaking debris over there. Like, you couldn't get a car in there at all.
Good thing she put up that fence for us then, huh?
Golly,
we don't have to look at it. What's the haps, Mr. Joe?
Not a lot, dude. Yeah, I was telling my buddy Jamie about you pulling the walkway. Man, he's just really amazed. He's mixing the concrete now. Yeah.
Looks like mixing up some flour.
There's nothing to it. I guess it's just kind of cool. It's a neat thought, you know what I'm saying?
What's that?
It's just a cool thought, you know? They're out here doing it all.
That's right. Blind people can do anything.
It's true, man. It's awesome.
Yeah, ain't nothing, dude.
I know. I was just saying that, you know, you don't let your disability really limit you.
What disability?
Exactly. I'm sorry you didn't bring that word up.
You're the bulb head.
I know. Well,
that's right. So I can be doing this at night. In fact, I was. This stuff's actually pretty easy to mix.
I mean, once you get the hang of it, figure out that ratio, you know?
Yep.
What it needs to feel like.
Hey, we probably could make it a little waterier than what we've been doing.
Just get some dust up at the top and stuff.
I'm talking about on all of them.
Oh, yeah. A little slurry. Hey, go sit down and eat. You sit down over there and eat it. I'm done. I already had breakfast and lunch. Breaking a sweat there, Packy?
Starting to, aren't I? That's how you warm up when it's cool. To turn on the heat.
Yesterday afternoon, I guess it was a lot cooler than but I was telling you about having those cramps and having to stop.
Yeah.
After about 4 or 5 minutes of standing there, I was finally able to get my hands to work enough where I could take my helmet off.
So you were hanging on tight, weren't you?
And I mean, that was the worst part, because I was just like, oh, I want to take this helmet off so bad, and I couldn't make my hands do it, you know? But, got it off, and, man, I was trying so hard to get that damn shirt unbuttoned, I was hot as shit, you know? And I took that, finally got my, like, shirt off, I was just wearing a t-shirt underneath it, you know?
Yeah.
And you could see just steam.
Is that right? That's funny.
I'm surprised I'm really not hurting a lot more than that. But that was James just calling. He's calling to check on me, make sure I was doing okay. I'm like, yeah, let's go. I'm ready.
You are too, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm going
to check.
Oh, man.
I bet it was. I'd like to get out there and do a podcast with dirt bikes.
It's like you're riding on a four-wheeler, serious. You know how that blower is like, when you give it gas and
yeah.
That's the same sound. It's crazy.
All right, we're ready to fill in. Put my tools back in my bucket so I don't lose them. Oops.
Oh, it's up here. Shoot, that looks good, man. You got 3 or 4 feet to come up.
All right. see right now if this isn't going to be enough.
Yeah, man, that really does look like a good mix.
I don't think we're going to have enough. Yeah, maybe.
Man, you got your phone?
No, I don't. It's on the over there by the TV if you want to use it.
Oh, I was going to take a picture with it.
Oh.
Sorry. You had it in your pocket. Be a good picture of it.
Of what?
Her yard, man.
Of her yard?
Yeah, God. Yeah, it has not done anything to get worse and worse this whole time. That's so funny, she was complaining about ours.
I don't think she was... Well, yeah, she did complain about the yard too, didn't she? The yard, the garage. The dogs. Well, we ought to put up a privacy fence then, huh?
Tell you
what. You know what we hadn't been doing either is pushing down good on this stuff. I noticed on that other one there's kind of an air pocket in it on the side. You see that?
Oh, really?
I mean, it probably isn't hurting anything, but... No. Little sun and it will though,
yeah.
Like right now.
It's not even sun yet.
Yeah, a little bit. I can feel the heat from it though. Hey.
Man, you want to go in on some beer?
Man, I swear I have no money to spend. Zilch.
I don't either.
I don't, man. I can't spend a dime.
Right.
I've got to go put in the bank.
Right.
I would love to, though. Terminex thing screwed me over good.
Shit, dude, really.
If I'd have known, it'd have been okay. I wouldn't have paid on the credit card, but both of them just wiped me out.
Yeah,
it's gonna be close.
I believe you got it, actually. Put it in this one over here. This one's the empty one.
Which one, Joe?
This one right here.
Oh, yeah. I think we're going to have plenty.
I think you are, too.
Man, I'm getting good at estimating these things too.
Yeah. Yeah, come back. This is, we need a little bit right up here. And down there, and that's about it. Yeah, that's the low side down there.
Number 11.
Yeah. We're looking real good. We got this two. Yeah, there's that one. You got it, man. Shit. There's one more, though, down here on this brick. Right down here. Yeah, work that edge in there, man. Because there's a spot in there. There's still a little bit more in there.
I know. I don't know if we need any more, did we? I see why my butt's sore. It is the bending over.
That kid Sean is grabbing your butt. It's funny. Crazy little kid.
Yep.
That looks great, man.
Heck yeah.
You gonna hose it?
Yep. Dial it and then hose it. I know it.
Yeah, Talking about
that. Hey, would a socket sale work?
Nope.
Oh.
It's gotta be that little one.
It's just cement.
Oh, it's just plain cement?
Yes, this is a form that makes that pattern. It looks like bricks, doesn't it? Oh, is that what you were talking about, filling it in with sand?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, they must look real then. Yeah, we're going to have to redo the first one or two up there. We're pouring it a little too thin. Yeah, that'd look good, wouldn't it?
I've seen that one.
Well, actually, when you get done here, you're going to have to fix up the old fire pit over again.
I know it. We're going to. We're going to start using that.
Yeah, burn that tree down, son. I guess I can't take care of that. I didn't know that was a fort. Not like that. That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah, we could have put a little dye in there, huh? Some red dye.
I was thinking green. Where'd you get your
the form?
The form? I looked for it for a long time and finally we were in Arkansas. I found one at a yard sale for $2. Just got lucky, I guess. I don't know where you'd get one now. I tried everywhere.
Man, it's 80 pounds a block, though. 80 pounds of concrete in each one.
Yeah, I was in a manual way. I would just dug the ground up a level straight back and threw sand down and laid the blocks on top of it. Or what I put plastic on and laid the blocks on top of it.
That might have been easier.
That'd been a lot more concrete. Just put sand down. Oh, I see what you're saying. On top of the blocks.
Yeah, it's what it's like in regular backyard season in the streets and stuff.
Yeah.
But my friend did what you did there, but he didn't do it this way. Way he did, he just smoked and just laid it out in yellow dent and just laid it like it and pulled it up, and it made a snap in it.
Did what now?
He just laid it down and just made the marks and pulled it up.
Oh. Yeah, that's what you're supposed to do, but I can't see the marks, so I left the string. Is that what you're talking about, the string?
No, he's saying he poured the concrete and then put the form on it.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Yeah.
That's what he did.
We could have done it that way, I guess.
I don't know if it would work that way. I mean the way he, but his was creep rock. His was just...
Yeah.
They formed up to it. You know, it's different. Actually, that's one of the natural things coming out now. So people just concrete pour it and just keep the stamps on it. Gives the same thing. Actually saves some money because they don't have to perform. So I guess that definitely keeps the
definition of the kids. It does run. Oh, yeah, what'd you do to it?
Huh? Just turn the key.
Because she couldn't get it started the other night either.
Really?
Yeah, it worked. Yeah. Is the cap cracked or something?
Well, yeah, that cap is, yeah.
Oh.
I got the new one I have to put on it, and I don't have my tool
to take
it off.
Okay. Yeah. We're washing off the tools.
That's what I'm up to now, I guess. I guess if it's day after mother day, I guess it is to mow the house again.
All right. See ya.
All right, man.
Two down, four to go. I might just go ahead and go all the way to the end today. That's right. Well, that was stupid. Step right in.
Hey, man.
All
right. Let me see that hose. I'm gonna just. There's a spot right here.
A spot of what?
Concrete. I just want to break it up so it don't drop in the yard. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yep, yep.
There you go. That brought the worms right up.
Did it?
See one crawling through it.
I had to put my barrier up there so I don't step in it.
Right.
I've stepped in every one of them, Joe. Yeah, that is the caution tape. Two buckets.
Electric fence.
Exactly.
Barbed wire.
See,
you're wiping your hands, man.
Where is that string?
It's way up here. I guess I should just put some poop scoop this yard.
Oh, this won't be so bad. I was thinking it was coming down over here where it was really steep. Well, all right, Joe. That's going to do it for this edition of Blind Cool Tech.
Oh,
yeah, man. Doing a concrete cast. Gee, I ought to be able to think of something clever with concrete and cast, shouldn't you? There's something. I just don't have it in me to come up with it. Nah, just getting started.
Hi, Larry Skircon. This is Lisa Hall from San Antonio, Texas. I just want to say I really enjoyed a lot of the podcasts that have been posted. It's awesome that you have put up more than 600 episodes since June 1st of 2005. One of the things I do want to let everyone know is that recently I was interviewed for a Braille proofreader position at Clovenook Center for the Blind and Visually Impaired on April 28th, 2006. I performed a proofreading test on May the 2nd, 2006 and submitted the report by email to the Braille Department for evaluation. On Friday, May the 5th, 2006, I received a phone call from the Human Services Department offering me a position for the job. I am very excited about the new possibility of moving to a new city, state, and to meet new friends up in Ohio. I am currently getting bids submitted to be submitted to the state for movers and the assistance in locating housing in Cincinnati with the assistance of Clovenook caseworkers. That will be done shortly. As I speak to you this morning, I will be hopefully later on today or Monday, I will be doing a drug screening test and submitting those results to Clovenook. I am thankful for all the support that I have received through the blindness community, not only within the NFB, but also with other blindness organizations. I am thrilled to have this opportunity to be able to do some proofreading for the Library of Congress, and I'll also be able to network with other Braille transcribers and proofreaders who are working in the field. It is my hope that I will be helping new people that would be interested in becoming Braille transcribers or proofreaders so that they can be able to better themselves once they discover the kind of talents that they have in terms of being able to provide needed material in accessible format. I just wanted to say thank you, and I enjoyed Blind Cool Tech. Keep those keep podcasts going. I will be changing email addresses, and I will be moving my homepage, which is currently at http://home.satx.rr.com/Lisa Hall, to a new location as soon as I can locate a server that will provide ample space not only for my website, but also future possibilities of starting a Braille podcast in the near future. If anybody wishes to reach me by email, they can reach me at lhall10@satx.rr.com. Once I get a start date from Clovena, I will inform everybody what that start date will be and when this email and web address will be shut off. Anyway, thanks for communicating with me, and I look forward to hearing from everybody. Perhaps I'd like to hear a topic about moving. What's involved, what some of you as blind people have experienced. And, you know, and it'd be great to get some podcasts where people talk about their experience in moving, what kind of challenges they face as I go through this. I've only done this one time so far, and I had family members to help. But this time, I'll have family members to help with packing. But once I get up to Cincinnati, I will be doing a lot of the unpacking myself, getting things organized. And we're probably working with locating volunteers to help get everything organized and get everything off to a new start. So I appreciate hearing from everybody. If anybody wishes to call me by phone, they can write me an email and I can provide that information. Anyway, thanks a lot. Take care.
Hey guys, it's Beth from Newport News, Virginia. And I have some comments here. This is Friday, May 12th. Larry, you have absolutely nothing to be embarrassed about regarding the situation with your neighbor. And I'm so glad that you're not going to give Fredster a new home. And I do hope things can be resolved amicably, although I doubt it because of her attitude. Please keep us posted on that. And I hope that no one took the wrong way what I said about praise. I loved talking to my dogs, even though my dogs didn't work. What I was talking about was, as you phrased it, Larry, the excessive talking, to the point where I could not talk to a person. I had to completely talk to my dog. There was no time to talk to a person because of the excessive nature of having to talk to the dog. That's what I was complaining about. I wrote, thanks to Dean Martineau, who does the Top Tech Tidbits on Thursday, which is a newsletter that I get, it gave two addresses to write to regarding web braille, Frank Kurt Selke and Judy Dixon. And I wrote to both, and I got a response from Frank Kurt Selke saying that web braille is not being discontinued. This interruption of service is only temporary. So that was really good news. For future casts, Larry, that would be really cool to do one on that wonderful swing that you've built. Also, the article, the 1964 article by Fred Gassoni and an interview with Fred, that would also be neat. And I agree with you, Larry, about your views on the complaints you've been getting about the length of the cast, the amount of the cast, and the material on the cast. If people don't like them, they can either A, delete them if they're subscribed, or B, just pass over them. You know, our lives are meant to be managed by us. Our lives are not meant to manage us. I'd like to correct a mistake that I made, as I found out yesterday when I was trying to read about Fidelco Guide Dog School on the net. I had spelled it F-E-D-E-L-C-O. It's F-I-D-E-L-C-O, which I think is cool. Wonder if they had the same idea I did. Fidelity. On the ICanWorkThisSite.com that I had mentioned, I saw nothing about in the manuals that are there for digital recorders. Oh, and Larry, please do a cast on Windows configuration for screen readers. And how do you play messages, phone messages on BCT? That's really cool that you can do that. I'd like to add something to what I said about the guide dog schools requiring us to take their definition of O&M, and that's the only definition which is valid, at least that's how I see it. That lets out people, as I said, like me, who cannot visualize a route, but who can follow written notes or tape notes. Also, it lets out people like yours truly who have ulnar nerve damage in their elbows. And at least the last time I tried using a cane in any long-term fashion, it felt like liquid fire was going up my arm. So there are some people who cannot use a cane. And I'm afraid that the schools would let them out also. I hope that Fidelco would be an exception in all these matters. Have a good trip, Larry, and please do some sound-seeing tours if you can. Thank you for doing the Derby cast. I haven't gotten a chance to listen to that yet, but I will. I did watch the Derby. It was awesome. And if any of you are chiropractors or know about what chiropractors do, that would be a really cool BCT cast, because I'd like to learn more about that. Well, I think that that does it for right now. So I'm going to say au revoir, and everybody have a good one. Thank you. Talk to you guys later. Bye.
Well, hello, everyone. It's May 12th, and this is Fred from New Hampshire again, and I'm very pleased to see that our pimple is in the where he belongs, and I hope that the mail and so on is taking care of that problem. I enjoyed the podcast, just listened to a few podcasts, and I'd like to say that I believe it's Beth from Virginia. Being from New England, I had two guide dogs, and they were from Fidelco, and their dogs are very good dogs. They do have a few problems, and I'm not saying this to hurt anybody's feelings. Shepherds get allergies, and one of their weak points is they get upset stomachs. And I had two guide dogs. The first guide dog was noise sensitive, and when I had to fight to get a light put in the town I was in with a buzzer, and as soon as we started crossing the street, the dog just went, he broke. They call it broke. He shook, and I could no longer use him. And I had him for about, almost half a year. The second dog I received from Fidelco was allergic to wheat, flour, flowers, I mean, and grass, and trees, and boy, I had to feed him Nature's Recipe, it was a venison, and he was just a terrific dog when he worked right, and he also got car sick. So, but I think, I think the shepherds work very well, but I think you listen to trainers, and I think if you have a lab or a golden retriever or whatever you have, it's a combination of the trainer and you as a person, because you have to know what you're doing. You have to know what you're doing a little bit, and I didn't have cane skills at all. I was the worst cane traveler in the world. I'm not going to keep running this up, but it is interesting to see. You will find that all the dogs are good, because after all, they're geared to protect us and save us, and it's what we learn. I had to learn to really survive, as a traveler because I wasn't good with the cane. So using, remembering if I'm going uphill, coming back from a place, or going downhill, remembering the sounds around you, such as buildings, cars, different things that you know that are parked, perhaps. I had to go through a lot of parking lots. I learned a particular area, and all of a sudden I went away for a vacation, came back, and that area was bulldozed. I couldn't cross that street anymore. I had to learn a whole new route. So routes are good, but sometimes they can be dangerous. But anyway, you guys have a good weekend. I'm going to subscribe to the mailing list shortly here. But I'm very happy to hear all the comments that Larry put on, and I really appreciate listening to those. Hope to hear him again. And if he can pass this along to Beth, or if Beth hears it or whatever, take this as information. And, you know, as this was, don't be discouraged. The good point about a school that trains you at home, they come and they stay right in your area for a week or so. And when they go back to their school and you talk to them about a problem you might have with the dog, they are very familiar with the route that you traveled, so that they can take you and say, yeah, I know what you're talking about, and I know what you might have to do. So you guys have a good weekend, and we'll talk soon. Bye-bye now.
Hey, guys, it's Beth from Newport News, Virginia. And I have some comments here. This is Friday, May 12th. Larry, you have absolutely nothing to be embarrassed about regarding the situation with your neighbor. And I'm so glad that you're not going to give Fredster a new home. And I do hope things can be resolved amicably, although I doubt it because of her attitude. Please keep us posted on that. And I hope that no one took the wrong way what I said about praise. I loved talking to my dogs, even though my dogs didn't work. What I was talking about was, as you phrased it, Larry, the excessive talking, to the point where I could not talk to a person. I had to completely talk to my dog. There was no time to talk to a person because of the excessive nature of having to talk to the dog. That's what I was complaining about. I wrote, thanks to Dean Martineau, who does the Top Tech Tidbits on Thursday, which is a newsletter that I get, it gave two addresses to write to regarding web braille. Frank Kurt Selke and Judy Dixon. And I wrote to both. And I got a response from Frank Kurt Selke saying that web braille is not being discontinued. This interruption of service is only temporary. So that was really good news. For future casts, Larry, that would be really cool to do one on that wonderful swing that you've built. Also, the article, the 1964 article by Fred Gassoni and an interview with Fred, that would also be neat. And I agree with you, Larry, about your views on the complaints you've been getting about the length of the cast, the amount of the cast, and the material on the cast. If people don't like them, they can either A, delete them if they're subscribed, or B, just pass over them. You know, our lives are meant to be managed by us. Our lives are not meant to manage us. I'd like to correct a mistake that I made, as I found out yesterday when I was trying to read about Fidelco Guide Dog School on the net. I had spelled it F-E-D-E-L-C-O. It's F-I-D-E-L-C-O, which I think is cool. Wonder if they had the same idea I did. Fidelity. On the ICanWorkThisSite.com that I had mentioned, I saw nothing about in the manuals that are there for digital recorders. Oh, and Larry, please do a cast on Windows configuration for screen readers. And how do you play messages, phone messages on BCT? That's really cool that you can do that. I'd like to add something to what I said about the guide dog schools requiring us to take their definition of O&M, and that's the only definition which is valid, at least that's how I see it. That lets out people, as I said, like me, who cannot visualize a route, but who can follow written notes or tape notes. Also, it lets out people like yours truly who have ulnar nerve damage in their elbows. And at least the last time I tried using a cane in any long-term fashion, it felt like liquid fire was going up my arm. So there are some people who cannot use a cane, and I'm afraid that the schools would let them out also. I hope that Fidelco would be an exception in all these matters. Have a good trip, Larry, and please do some sound-seeing tours if you can. Thank you for doing the Derby cast. I haven't gotten a chance to listen to that yet, but I will. I did watch the Derby. It was awesome. And if any of you are chiropractors or know about what chiropractors do, that would be a really cool BCT cast, because I'd like to learn more about that. Well, I think that that does it for right now. So I'm going to say au revoir, and everybody have a good one. Thank you. Talk to you guys later. Bye.
You've been listening to Blind Cool Tech. Visit us on the web at blindcooltech.com. Our email address is blindcooltech@gmail.com, and our comment line is 206-984-9203.